Good morning and welcome to Metalizing Gardens. We are in the month of November. Hard to believe in this time to get some of those things done, like fertilizing. In fact, it may be too late. We'll talk about it. Ed Thralls joins us to discuss the lack of tomatoes on the vine and cool season vegetables. And Joni tells us why leaves fall. They are. We're waiting for your phone calls, too, at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Open enrollment for the Health Insurance Marketplace starts now. From November 1st to December 15th, time is limited. Navigators are here and ready to help you. Visit coveringflorida.org to make an appointment today. It's free and confidential. Here are some tips for you. Meet a local navigator, compare healthcare plans, sign up, or renew coverage. Getting covered has never been more important. Visit coveringflorida.org today or call 877-813-9115 and connect with a local navigator. Deadline to enroll is December 15th.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And good morning to you. I always like it when the music comes up. It means we're ready to go and get another Better Lawns and Gardens program underway. You know, very quickly, the holiday season has arrived. Have you seen any signs it's here? I've seen many, but two major ones. And we saw our first Christmas tree up in a home in our neighborhood. Yeah, I've also been thinking about the month of November. It's almost half over, believe it or not. And if you're behind in your gardening chores like me, we'd better get going. I have a list of what I feel needs to be done, and I'm sure Teresa will add others. Plus, I have some text questions left from last week. We'll get to these in just a little bit more. And by the way, if you want to get the text questions in, get them in early if you can. Number here is 23680, of course. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I am, of course, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Don't forget those books are out there. Make nice gifts, month-by-month gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide. And Teresa has a whole series called A Gardener's Compendium, really neat books. And we highlighted some of the information in one of those a couple weeks ago. Thanks for stopping by for this hour. Better Lawns and Gardens, by the way. We are awaiting your phone calls. You might just put them off to about the middle of the hour because we have Ed Thralls coming up in a little bit. Number here is 407-916-5400, or you can text us. Again, get your text messages in when you can, 23680. And don't forget, it's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. You got three of us here, four of us actually, that could help you out in some way or the other. During hour number one, I mentioned Ed Thralls joins us. He's going to explain why tomatoes are not producing. I've had a lot of questions about them. I've had the problem myself. And he's going to define what a cool season vegetable is. Joni is taking notice that the leaves are dropping and tells us why. And hour number two, our guest is Tiffany Price of Contrived Curiosities, using scrap metal to fashion landscape art. We have some art that kind of looks like that. She has some neat, whimsical pieces to share. Webpage is up for November. I have a feature on November chores, how to plant, how plants tell time, cool season color, and how to plant onions. So take a look. Joni has a butterfly garden story with a nice picture. That's at betterlawns.com. Right now, Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio, and we'll be answering your calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting a program from your home. Here's how to contact us. You can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680, or you can get up on Facebook and ask a question there also. Let me give you my trash can report for this week. 12 full trash cans. Part of it is because I pruned back an overgrown hedge, okay? good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Yep, everybody.
Good morning,
here.
Joni.
Good morning.
It's a nice jovial day today. And Teresa, your newsletter is out and ready, right?
It is out and it's doing very well. And it's got a lot of great information in it on design tips and then also landscaper malpractice. And so interesting articles there. So you can go up to my website, www.she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com.
Very good. We got that. Get up there and get a subscription, and that'll be kind of neat. Stormy weather this week. Kelly, did you have much effect on you?
Yes. Basically, the whole beginning of the week was pretty gloomy, pretty rainy. But then the past couple of days have been pretty nice.
Yeah. Did you really get that much rain out of it?
Not as much as we thought. I know I have some friends in Miami that got hit pretty hard. They got a little bit of flooding, I think 6 inches of rain.
Well, I figure Tampa must have had a fair amount also. How about you, Teresa?
I got about an inch and a half, an inch and three quarters, but it was good Scottish cup of tea weather. So it was, you know, I love days like that. You guys say it's gloomy, but besides being kind of a little frustrating for work, I love it.
Yeah, you can sit back, have a cup of tea, have a couple of little sweet buns or chocolates. And
biscuits.
Enjoy the day. Biscuits. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, Jim in Newberry reported into us. And, you know, I thought this storm, Ada, was going right through the central area up there around Gainesville. And he said he got a quarter of an inch of rain out of this.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting part. 10 miles away from him, a friend of his had an inch and a half of rain.
Wow.
So we had about an inch at my house. Not much damage. Trees that would have been damaged by any storm were damaged. Now, Beverly reported in, and she's in Tallahassee, of course, and she said no rain. She said had about no rain for 3 weeks.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. but she planted her garlic, so everything's good. And you had some pictures from her,
right? She had some beautiful pictures. I think they're an iris. So, you know, she needs to call in and let us know what those pictures were. That's what I I'd like to know.
Yeah. I hope y'all realize it, but we got a holiday in 2 weeks called Thanksgiving.
Yes, I can't wait. I love Thanksgiving.
I like it too. I like the turkey and gravy and stuffing, cranberry sauce. I like all that. That's my favorite.
We're getting a turkey with 8 legs.
Okay.
Really?
Because everybody likes the legs, so we have to buy extra.
I thought maybe that was been subjected to radiation or something. it's one of those new breeding programs.
Tony sometimes gets upset because we cook all this food and take to different families because some of them work on Thanksgiving, and he never gets any legs. So now we're buying extra legs for everybody.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of walking through Disney and seeing everybody with one of those big turkey legs in their hand. Remember that? Yeah. Well, I just want to mention that Audubon, National Audubon Society, has adopted the turkey for this time of the year, and so you can support a turkey. You can go up there and sign up for it and adopt a turkey is what they call it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Is that alive or in a package?
You get a turkey sent to you.
Okay.
It's a picture. It's a picture.
Oh, okay.
And a certificate saying that you own a turkey.
Okay.
And they've done owls and other birds also like that, which is kind of neat. By the way, there's been a myth out there, and the myth is that Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to become our national symbol, like the eagle. I've been up online looking at this, and supposedly he wrote his daughter that he liked the turkey better than the eagle.
And so
people have assumed that he wanted it to be our national bird, but he actually wanted a Native American symbol on there. And it was kind of neat. Hey, anybody seen signs that Christmas is around the way? Kelly, you seen anything out there?
The music. Music has been out here. A lot of people do skip over Thanksgiving when it comes to their, housing ornaments, things of that nature. So that's the most that I've seen so far.
Yeah. You're right. The music is out there because Joni and I get the one radio station, and they're playing. They have about 5 or 6 channels of Christmas music.
Yeah.
That's really kind of neat. Well, it's, I saw
it
my
was
first...
in all the box stores, though. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go in there, it's playing. And I saw my first poinsettias. Everybody seen their poinsettias?
Yes. They look beautiful this year, too, so I'm glad.
Yeah, it should be a good crop of them. I was tempted. I walked into the store. There they were, $4.98.
Yes.
Almost bought one. I resisted. I guarantee I will. I will. Christmas tree tents are up. That means Christmas trees must be coming, right?
I saw them, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, you know, everybody wants to get them because I think after Thanksgiving, it goes up immediately, or they want it up at Christmas time, at Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, or let everybody help decorate them at that time, maybe.
Sure.
So that's possible. Now, you've got, Teresa, I don't want to forget this, you've got something special going on this week, right? You're going to flip a yard?
I do. In Winter Park, we're flipping my Florida yard, and we're taking a house in one day, taking it from the ground all the way up, and including fences and irrigation, and installing a beautiful landscape. So that's what I'll be doing this week, and I'm so glad the rain's over with, so we have a beautiful week to do it.
How are you going to get that done?
With lots of help, a lot of Christmas elves, Thanksgiving elves, and a lot of donations. You know, Cherry Lake Tree Farm is supplying so much help. And then Black Cow is supplying the organic amendments. And so we've just got a lot of great donors. Otis Landscaping is doing manual labor too as well. And I'll be talking a little bit more about it in the second hour. With Tiffany Price, and so it's going to be a great fun event. I'm going to be stressed.
One day. Well, just get over it by next Saturday, if you could.
It will. I'll tell you all about it next Saturday. I may be gray, but I will tell you all about it.
Oh, don't say that.
Now, we have some leftover text questions from last week, and I will get to those during the program. We'll just ask some of these. But my advice is, anybody wants to get a text message in, we've got one right now, get it in early, 23680, so we don't have to carry them over. But I wanted to get to some horticulture chores, and we got a couple of minutes here. And one top on my list, if you're going to do any fertilizing of the turf and ornamentals, you probably ought to get them done now. What do you think, Teresa?
I think so. This is the last time. You want to have 6 to 8 weeks for that fertilizer to get in the ground and be absorbed so they can handle the stress of wintertime. That's one of the reasons why we do it.
Yeah, and I've been getting some emails about turf fertilizing, and just get it done now. One of the questions, in fact, one of the text questions from last week, what type of fertilizer to put on St. Augustine, and, you know, any of the good fertilizers will work. Most of them have zero phosphorus in them now, and they have slow-release qualities. So if it's a turf fertilizer, I think it's going to work fine.
I think so, too. I just want them to read the instructions. More is not better. So that's why the label is there.
Yeah, follow the label. It puts out the exact amount, so you're following Florida rules. Here's the next one here. Start and groom herbs. You have herbs, don't you, Teresa?
I do, and they're doing wonderful. Our arugula is doing wonderful, and I even have okra to harvest this week, so I'm very excited about that. Yep.
Yeah. My big problem right now is my tomatoes are kind of bombing out.
Yeah, I didn't have luck with them this year.
Yeah, well, Ed's going to take care of that for us. He's coming up next. He'll give us information on why they went bad, what we're supposed to do, and things of that nature, which takes us to the point. Let's go for a break, and we'll take a break right now, and Ed Thralls will be around the corner, and he will have information on the cool season vegetables also. Want to kind of know what are the cool season vegetables, and he'll have a list. He'll have some that information on some that we could be planting. You might want to hold off on the calls, but you can text us at 23680. So we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The reason sports celebrities are so fascinating is because they play at such a high level. It's inspirational to watch them when they're in the zone. Being in the zone is when someone's actions seem effortless, almost as if they could score at will. Remember a time when you were in the zone? When you were so passionate about your work you lost track of time? When your skills and talents were being used to the fullest? If you can, you have an idea of what a calling is. A calling is when you're using your God-given gifts in a way that pleases Him and benefits our fellow man. Kurt Livingston, CEO of a successful communication company, said, "When we find ourselves involved with God while at work, we also begin to find the work we were meant to do." Have you discovered what you were meant to do? Have you ever been in the zone? If not, pray. Over time, God will reveal it to you if you're willing to live life His way. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice. All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
Whoa, what a whopper. Where's my net? Whoa! Help! Help!
They say your life flashes before your eyes, right before you die.
It's a girl!
Life jackets save lives. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lunch Garden. During the break time, we can hear Kelly humming a tune. I was just wondering if he took requests.
I do, each and every day.
Yeah, there you go. Appreciate that. Hey, I have some leftover data I just want to get done with so I can toss it away here. But it's from the National Retail Federation. And what they're saying is that people this year are going to spend pretty much about the same as they spent last year on the holidays, and that's about $1,000. So that's pretty good. Yeah, are you going to spend that much, Teresa?
I'm hoping to. Tony, don't tell Tony, but it's probably going to be more.
By the time we're done, we probably will too. I don't know, but about 83% of the shoppers are already started on the holidays. So, in fact, 42% of them started in October, and they're adding a 41% more in November. So I told Joni the other day that, you know, if you want to get something for Christmas and you see it at the stores, you better get it.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, yes. Well, that's the hard part is that I pre-shop, and then you still want to shop again at Christmas time, so it adds to it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only 19% of the holiday shoppers that typically travel for the holidays say they'll stay at home. So like, everybody else is shopping, I guess. And 53% said they would spend more on holiday items because they're not traveling. So kind of interesting. Not everybody's going to buy themselves a gift, evidently. They're going to wait and see how well the money goes, I guess.
Oh.
That's from the National Retail Federation. Let's do one question here for Teresa here. I wanted to do this from last week, a text question. And, Teresa, the question was, should they add Spanish needles to the wildflower garden? What do you think?
Well, I think Spanish needles are a great butterfly attractor. They are native to the state, Biden's alba, but they are so prolific and so aggressive and so weedy that we have plenty in the medians and along the highways. Don't put it in your garden.
Yeah, I would say so, too. I'm tired of getting stuck up by those little seed things that they have.
Yeah, they're very aggressive.
Okay, so that was one text message from last week. Tell you what, let's get Ed in. He's waiting in the garden area out there. Ed Thralls, of course, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist, is with us today. And, Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. What a great morning outside.
Good morning.
Good morning, you know, Teresa and Joni.
I looked,
hi, thank you.
I looked at it. I went out and fed the cat this morning, then I came back in.
I went out and looked at it, too, but it feels good. It's nice and cool, and it's about time to get out there and get in the garden. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it gets you really invigorated is what it does. And it was 68. I looked at the thermometer. It was 68 this morning. So now I guess we want to know what's happening in the extension garden.
Oh, lots going on. It's moving right along from late fall to early winter. And there's a lot of leaves also that are falling off of everything in the garden, and we're using them in our
free bin compost unit that we're rebuilding. It finally fell apart. It lasted 7 years, so I felt pretty good about it. It's a wooden compost bin. Collards, eggplant, some beans, strawberries, tropical pumpkin, tomatoes, peppers are all showcasing in the garden. And if you need a chance to get away from it all, come on down here and take a tour in the garden. Remember, masks are still required and social distancing, but it really feels good to walk around in the garden. Of course, the peanut butter challenge is only 11 more days to go, so if you want to donate unopened jars of peanut butter, we'll accept them here in the office through November 25th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. And we're going to donate all the peanut butter that we get here to a local pantry, but our amount that we get will be matched and provided to the counties in the panhandle that have been suffering from the hurricanes this season.
Yeah. So how's that been going?
That's going well. We've got a little over 200 jars so far.
I got to bring mine by this week.
That'd be great.
That's a lot of peanut butter. Yeah. Now, here's the big question now. Tomatoes, I haven't bombed out, but I'm not doing the best at it. Getting a lot of questions about them, not setting fruits. Any ideas?
I got a few ideas because I'm getting the same questions. I got three tomatoes sitting here on my desk that I picked out of the greenhouse. It's just getting later in the year, and I think the warm season vegetables are just slowing down as part of their growth. Temperatures have been a little cooler, not a whole lot, but a little bit, and they notice it. And some people I talk to just don't fertilize in the garden often enough on a regular basis. And some of them are really poor at irrigation practices. So if you like fried green tomatoes, then you're probably happy with what's going on in the garden right now because almost all the tomato plants are setting fruit. Otherwise, just be patient, and I think they will eventually ripen.
Yeah, I think the tomato plants were late setting fruit this year. I think the hot weather, extended hot weather and rains and everything just kept them from doing it. That's what happened to mine. We are getting a few tomatoes. Joni ate a couple last night and said they were decent, right, Joni?
Yes.
We actually planted some of our tomato seeds directly in the ground and not in transplants, and they seem to have gotten set fruit quicker than the ones that we grew as transplants. I think it was very warm for them.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's switch topics here and go to the questions about cool season crops. What do we really mean by cool season crops?
Well, we mean that we're talking about crops that when we plant them out in our garden, they do well during the shorter, cooler days of late fall through winter. And the vegetables need the cooler temperatures to help them germinate, grow, and set fruit, and eventually mature.
Yep. Now, there are a number of different types, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different types. We can thank the cabbage family for most of them. The cabbage has been cultivated, domesticated, and bred to produce all kinds of vegetables. And you wouldn't think about it, but kale, broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, collards, Chinese cabbage, arugula, mustard, radish, turnips, and even Brussels sprouts all came from the cabbage. And they may even benefit from a light frost as it converts some of the starches into sugars and improves the taste. So it's important to plant out the cool season crops late enough in the fall so they can complete their full life cycle up to harvest before the temperatures get too warm, and that usually starts somewhere around March.
So, Ed, in the South Florida, can they still plant broccoli and collards and cauliflower too, or are they out of luck with it being warm down there?
Well, they can plant them. They just want to plant them a little bit later than we do here. So they can take a benefit of whatever cool temperatures they're going to get. But there's no reason they shouldn't plant them out in the garden. I think Brussels sprouts are one I'd kind of lean them away from.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to be prejudiced here a little bit. I like broccoli, cauliflower. I like collards. Joni doesn't like collards. What kind of care should these get?
We want to make sure that they're growing well, so we need a full sunny location. We need soil that's been amended with plenty of organic matter. And you want to get enough space in the garden so the plants can grow to their mature size without, growing into each other. And keep the soil moderately moist. Provide fertilizer that's low in nitrogen because most of these are, the collards, they'll like a lot of nitrogen. But we're growing broccoli and cauliflower for the compact flower buds that are going to form on the plant. So they prefer a low nitrogen fertilizer. And
just fertilize the cauliflower about every 4 weeks and broccoli and collards about every 3 weeks. Keep your weeds under control because they compete for space, water, nutrients, and also caterpillars. You're going to see a lot of them. There might be a few mites as things start to warm up. Or at least as the rainfalls decrease. So just keep after the pests as they occur.
So you want to just go ahead and hand collect the caterpillars, or should they put something on it?
Well, if you can see them, you probably can pick them up by hand. Sometimes you can't see them, and it's always best to control the caterpillars. We have a biological pesticide called Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a natural bacteria. And we find it in products like Thuricide and Dipel. You can put that out in the garden ahead of the caterpillars maybe, and when they're very, very young, they're easy to control. But when the caterpillars get toward mature size, they're a little difficult to control even with BT. So hand picking is not a bad idea. Take a container of soapy water with you and throw the caterpillars in that soapy water, and it'll take care of them.
You do the caterpillar stump is what you do.
only on tomato hornworms.
whole big ones, too. Big squashers. How do you know when it's time to harvest something like broccoli and cauliflower?
Well, broccoli, once the head is created and fully developed, but before you see any flowers or any yellow where the flowers are just about to start to grow, you just cut the central head off along with about 6 inches of the stem, and leave it in the garden because it will produce smaller broccoli heads for several weeks into the future. But when it comes to broccoli, when the head is about 6 to 8 inches in diameter and still compact, just go ahead and cut it off at that time. Cauliflower will not provide any more cauliflower, so you can take the plant out at that time and put it in the compost pile. The cauliflower head, like broccoli, is still a collection of flower buds, and you want them nice and compact. If the cauliflower starts to open up a little bit, you'll notice it, and it'll start losing its flavor, and that curd that we talk about begins to loosen and separate. It gets a little ricey when you start to eat it, and you really won't enjoy that at all.
Very good. Teresa?
Well, what about carrots and beets, the root vegetables? How do we take care of those?
With carrots and beets, they are also growing very well right now in our garden. They need a lot more sunlight than you would think, and if when they don't get a sufficient amount of sunlight, you won't be getting the nice roots you're looking for, the tubers that are growing on the roots. Since we're growing them in the drier months of the year, you also want to maintain soil moisture, which is really important. Carrots, I think, are getting to be a lot of fun for homeowners because you get to choose different colors now, not just orange ones.
And I there's love also the purple a selection. I love the purple ones.
Yeah, there's purple, there's white, there's yellow, there's red, and there's a seed mix called Rainbow, which really nice in the garden. You just don't know what you're going to pick out of the ground. But the carrots really need loose soil free of rocks and stones or roots of other plants, because if it hits in the branches and you don't get that nice carrots that you're looking for. Also, nematodes in the soil can cause carrots to roots to split, and they look really ugly. So fluff up the soil before you plant them. Clear out the soil about a foot if you have the nematodes, and you can keep everything from damaging your tuber as it grows on the bottom of the carrot. And I think that's probably the best thing you can do. Beets, on the other hand, they are a seed that's actually a fruit or a seed capsule. So every time you plant a beet seed from a packet, you usually get 4 or 5 growing up in the same place. So you're going to be thinning a lot. And you can direct sow in the ground. But, again, you need that full sunshine.
Yeah, Joni says I don't grow good carrots. What kind of classes you got, Ed?
Well, I'm talking about cold protection, believe it or not, today, as well as holiday plant care. I've been to the garden centers, and yes, the holiday plants are showing up in full force now. We're creating a Florida-friendly landscape soon, and the basics of square foot gardening is coming up, and the basics of plant identification. And you need to pre-register at gardenflorida.eventbrite.com. We're still teaching classes virtually. It's still difficult to meet face-to-face in crowds larger than 10.
And anyone from all over the state, anywhere in the state can participate, right, Ed?
Anywhere in the country. I had people last week from Washington and Oregon and New York and North Carolina actually visiting the class. I had to remind them some of the things I'm going to tell them won't necessarily apply to their environment.
How about that? Ed, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you,
Ed. Enjoy your gardening. It's wonderful outside.
Oh, I'll
Tom,
be out in the
I thought one
today.
Of the questions, you were going to ask Ed, is it smooth or crunchy peanut butter? Is he taking a poll, and which one's more popular?
I'm not taking a poll, but I can tell you from what I see out there, it's the creamy peanut butter that's doing the best.
There you go. Thank you. That's the peanut butter challenge. Get your containers of peanut butter to your local extension office. We're going to take a break. We're way past time here. And tell you what, when we come back, we have Joni's Corner coming up, and she's going to tell us why leaves fall. She's been out there studying them, looking at each leaf falling off the tree very carefully.
Yes.
I have a number now of text messages. Thank you, everybody. We will get to those as possible here. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We've got one text message here I find kind of interesting, Teresa. It says, "Can you eat fruit from the poisonwood tree?" And that tree there would be Metopium toxiferum. I would assume. That's what we call poison wood. And it says, I've noticed the crows eating them. I think I'm not going to touch them. How about you?
No. Birds have, a different type of metabolism, and, they can digest things that we can't. So I would not try it at all.
Yeah, this is a guide to the poisonous and irritant plants of Florida. And it says all parts, especially the sap, is toxic. And it says can cause mild rash, a severe blistering, or even fever and internal complications.
Oh, no.
Is sometimes necessary. Hey, I'm not touching it.
Nope.
The birds can do what they want. But
yeah.
Not me. Let's get Joni up and running. What do you say, Kelly?
Oh, no. Oh, yes?
Yes, your turn.
Okay. If your crepe myrtle, chase tree, dogwood, sweet gum, maple, redbud, or winged elm is dropping its leaves, don't worry. It's just their time to do that. The crepe myrtle and dogwoods may even be showing you a little fall color.
Yeah, kind of nice, actually.
I love that, yeah. Don't forget to use those fallen leaves for mulch. They add a much more natural color and appearance to your yard, and they're free.
Yeah.
You may be noticing why leaves fall in the first place. In early autumn, when the days become shorter and less intensity from sunlight, leaves begin the slow progression toward falling. The tree roots, trunks, and limbs can survive freezing temperatures, but leaves, they're not that tough. Oh, well. As you know, leaves...
You're making it sound so sad.
It is sad. Oh. As you know, leaves have veins. And these veins carry needed moisture and nutrients to them, just like our bodies. With a natural decline of moisture, light, and day length, these veins gradually close off in a layer of cells called a separation layer, which is located at the base of each leaf.
Mm-hmm. We also call it abscission layer. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Plant tissue unable to live through the winter must be sealed off and shed. To ensure the leaves, the tree's survival, it takes a while for the tree to do so. This, so the leaf drop is gradual. Sometimes oaks never complete this leaf separation, so you may see oaks with leaves that are brown, but still attached to the tree.
That would be the red oaks, not the
red
live
ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What?
Yeah, Teresa said right.
Okay. Evergreens don't lose their needles or leaves in the fall because of a heavy waxed coating, which keeps the needed moisture nutrients inside the leaf along with a substance of that resists freezing. That's nice to know.
Yep, antifreeze.
Yeah. And they can actually stay on the tree for a few years before falling. To enjoy our little Florida fall with our comfy temperatures, at least we won't be covered with snow in a few months.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to hear about that.
We need to talk about it. We have two types of oaks that grow in Florida, the white oaks or the red oaks. The white oaks would be ones like the live oak, the laurel oak, and the red oaks would be like the Chamartai oak, for instance. The ones that are in the red oak group will drop their leaves in the fall. The other ones keep until spring, and then we have big leaf drop all of a sudden.
We have a lot of those kind of trees.
Oh, yes. A lot in the neighborhood, that's for sure. Okay. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, if you want to give us a call, feel free. Number here is 407-916-5400. And I also have a load of text messages. But you can add more to it, 23680. And we'll get to your phone calls at 407-916-5400 or your text messages. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and a garden center with friendly expert advice? All the products you need and a big selection of great plants? Well, we're talking about Quality Green Specialists. We have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs, plus natural sustainable products like azomite. Gardening is what we do. Friendly expert advice. Quality Green Specialists. Your DeLand Nursery and Garden Center. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
In Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Thank you for joining us today. It looks like it's going to be a great gardening day, and you're here on Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Teresa, we got a question here. It says, have you received this year's tomato grower supply catalog? I haven't, but it'll probably be a little bit later. I've only received one catalog. How about you?
Right. No, I've received a couple of catalogs, but not the tomato supply, so I'm looking forward to getting that.
Yeah, or you can get up online. You can go up online. All their information's there, too. So. They have over 400 different varieties of tomatoes, and it's in Fort Myers, Florida. Teresa said we got a phone call.
We do. We have Beverly in Tallahassee, and she's calling about not her irises but her paper whites. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning. Yeah, figured out what they were.
I did. You know, when we use the iPhone and things, sometimes the messages, the photographs come in, but not the messages. But I figured it out. They look beautiful.
They're just starting to open, but it's always fun watching them do that. So.
They do. They look healthy.
And this is the paper whites?
Paper whites, yep. They bloom here in the fall, and then the daffodils bloom here in the spring.
How about that? I love the smell, the fragrance of paper whites.
Mm. Yes. Some people don't. They can be kind of they can be overpowering, but I like them.
So do you have to plant them every year again, Beverly, or do they just propagate and come up by themselves?
Yes, you just leave them in the ground up here, and you start with three or four, and in three or four years, you got 50 or 60 of them.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Not that far away. And fun. You have paperweights and daffodils. Amazing.
Yeah, and it's the same with the amaryllis. They stay in the ground all year, and they'll grow. They propagate by growing a second bulb kind of right up on the main bulb, you know, and sometimes you'll have one on each side, but you can end up with a lot of them if you just leave them alone.
The amaryllis are very easy to grow here in Central and South Florida.
Yeah, they're so pretty, so pretty. I want to tell you, our temperature was 55 this morning.
Oh, really? Boy, I bet that felt good.
Yay!
Yeah, if we could just do something about the humidity, it'd be great.
the humidity is what really gets to me, too. Now, you have planted garlic, right?
Yeah, I did it. You have to do it in early October to give it enough time to fully form. Last year I was a bit late with it, but I got them in the ground this year.
Yeah. Now, do you normally get cloves or just one garlic bulb, round bulb?
If you plant them early enough, you'll get the cloves. The bulbs will eventually clove up. Last year, I had mostly bulbs, so I saved them. Excuse me. I saved them for seed for this year because the seed is very expensive to buy.
Sure. Okay. You're well on the way.
Yeah, I usually grow enough that I have plenty to eat all year. And then still enough to replant my bed next fall.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you go. I know you have other people to talk to, but I wanted to let you know that was paper whites.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know and sending the photographs. It's wonderful.
Okay, we'll talk to you some more.
All right, Beverly. Thank you.
Take care. Have a great gardening day. We always appreciate the updates from Beverly. Let me go back to the text messages here.
Okay.
Do we have another caller that we need?
We do have Robert in Mims.
Okay, we better get that one. We got about a minute.
Okay, Robert, good morning.
Good morning. I have nematodes, and I've tried sprays, and I want to figure out how I can get rid of them.
You know, nematodes are a real problem, and we don't have a product out right now. We did have a product for lawns, but we lost that one just recently. And so if it's in garden areas, baking them out during the summertime, soil solarization will help out. Or sometimes if you're planting a garden, if you're going to grow something in a nematode-infested area, you put potting soil in a big hole and grow your plants there. Teresa, you have any other ideas?
Raised beds.
Yep, raised beds. Good. And containers.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. That was great.
Sorry. That you have nematodes because I got them too. Teresa, we are up to date on the calls?
We're up to date on the calls and we can take some quick text messages. We got just a few seconds.
Yeah. This is a Peterson Nursery in Lakeland that says we're having a lecture today on container gardens at 9:30, so we want to get that one in. I think everything else is going to take more time than we have time for. We do have one here, maybe real quick. It says, my two desert rose leaves have lost their leaves and nothing is growing back. It's been over a month. Now the stems are bare. So my guess is that it might have been mites or something like that. All they can do is just give them good care and maybe put an insecticidal soap on them. What do you think?
I think so. Maybe a little fertilization and get them going just a little bit. It just depends on where they are, outside or inside, coming up for the winter time.
Very good. Okay, next hour, Tiffany Price, Landscape Art, and we're going to be talking about some of the metal creations from used metal that Tiffany's been making, and so that'll be something neat for us to look forward to. You can still text us during the downtime here, 23680, and be ready to call us for next hour at about 8:20 at 407-916-5400. So we'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news.
Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.